Zo.
Not a dummy.
Beetle. Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Welcome in a member of the New England Patriots who begin their season on Sunday in Foxborough. It's David Andrews. Hello, David.
Hello, guys. How are we?
Welcome back there, Dad. First of all, congratulations. For people that don't know, David had a new child.
Ah, mazel tov.
Gets no sleep like us.
Ford, correct?
That's right. James what? Ford.
Why don't you name it James Chevy?
Because I don't drive Chevys.
There you go. Mm.
You are from down south. Ford driver. So you think Ford's
first
really...
race day?
First, wow. Hey, how about those Bulldogs the other night, huh?
The defense looked pretty good, but we need to score some offensive points here. But defense looked pretty good.
All right, so David, you got a rookie quarterback. What do you see your role being in helping develop Mac Jones as an NFL player and quarterback?
You know, I think it's the same, you know, pretty much all the time, right? You know, it's going to be, for us to execute on Sunday, it's going to be 11 guys doing their job. You know, we're not going to have one guy make Superman plays or things like that. It's going to take all of us. And that's really what I try to focus on, be the best I can be, help out the team in whatever way that is. You know, and just got to be, we got to be prepared, right? This is going to be the toughest game to prepare for because, you know, only have preseason going off of. So just got to be ready to make in-game adjustments and go from there.
Hey, you've been playing next to Shaq Mason for a long time, obviously. You know, and Wenu was an outside guy for you guys last year, but he's played inside and out in college. But what's it like playing next to Big Mike? What's the best thing about playing next to him?
Yeah, Big Mike does a great job. You know, he's done a great job since he came in his rookie year. Really, you know, being thrust into a lot of different roles his rookie year. Jumbo tight ends, swing tackles, guards, you know, kind of doing a little bit of everything. So, yeah, he's a tough physical football player. You know, he's done a good job for us.
So yesterday, Mac Jones said that he goes out in the backyard with his girlfriend and he runs plays, and I'm wondering if you've ever felt the need to go out into your backyard with your wife and, you know, maybe start snapping the football or running some plays.
I think if I snapped her a football, her hand would probably shatter. So
maybe you could go the other way around. Maybe you could be the quarterback.
If I'm the quarterback, we got a lot of problems. Everyone's got their own way of learning things. And, good for him, and you know, however you got to learn it, you got to learn it.
Hey, everybody's talking about this kid Barnmore. You've obviously practiced against him for a bunch of weeks now. This is not the same defensive front that you guys had on your team last year for obvious reasons. But what's the ceiling for this kid?
Oh man, yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's a very good player. He's done a lot of good things for us. Early on in training camp, and it's a guy that a lot of our guys up front, you hate, you know, having practice against them every day, but there's a lot of benefits that come with that. But he's a big physical kid.
I think you just stopped yourself there. I think you were about to say, "Oh man, this kid can play," but then you
realize coach is going to hear this.
Then you made it all Patriots, Andrew. But that's all right. We'll take it as a positive that you've got some good young talent on this team.
Yeah.
What do you carry over from previous seasons when you've got a division opponent like Miami this week? How much does that factor in?
You know, I mean, I think it does a little bit and doesn't at the same time. Obviously, you know, they got different players, new guys. But then there's definitely some guys, you know, new guys. I mean, same of the same players that have been there. Obviously, they, you know, same, you know, head coach, defensive coordinator. So there's some carryovers. But, I'm sure they'll do something that we'll have to adjust to in the game. Boyer and, B-Flow are great coaches, so. You know they're going to have something dialed up, and you know we'll just have to adjust to it and go from there.
Do you notice any giddy up in Josh McDaniels' step, given what you've added at tight end, what you've added on the perimeter? You know, guys like Stevenson looks like he popped. J.J. Taylor, like you guys got talent, plus the young quarterback. Do you notice the excitement in Josh?
I think you know I think we all have got excitement right now. I mean, you know, it's game week. You know, I mean, it's the first game of the year. So I think we're all got a little bit of that pop in our step, and pretty excited. If you don't, then you're kind of in the wrong profession, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, with a 4:30 start, and you know the tailgating over there. I have three friends that are going around 11 o'clock. Say you didn't play, you know, pro ball, but like you're like, hey, I'm a fan and I'm a professional tailgater. How much beer consumption could you have in a matter of 4 hours prior to the start of one game?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I guess we'll figure that out in the next 10 to 15 years when I'm back down in Athens.
So you're going to settle down at down south, aren't you?
I don't know. We'll have to see. Yeah. I'll definitely go to some games.
All right. How's your hand feel? Good?
Good. All good.
All right. Excellent. David, appreciate the time.
See you, buddy.
Perfect, guys.
All right.
See you.
Thanks, all right, pal. David Andrews, Patriot Center with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
He's ready to go. Again, well,
he's very serious today.